This goes to the family practice residency, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Thomas Bissell, B like a boy, I-S-S-E-L-L, date of birth 10/7/1974. Dear sirs, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bissell with history of membranous nephritis, chronic proteinuria, and hypertension with preserved kidney function. He has inflammatory myositis, or myositis, M-Y-O-S-I-T-I-S, which is followed by the University of Michigan. He has not been able to totally taper off steroids, and he's currently on 5 milligram prednisone twice a day. He will be able to decrease that dose when he's not as active with work. He states that climbing up and down into tractors causes significant pain and weakness, and the additional dose of prednisone is able to compensate for that problem. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed, and I'd like to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, chlorthalidone, 25 milligram daily, the prednisone now 5 milligram twice a day, mycophenolate is 500 milligram 4 daily, also metoprolol 100 milligram once a day, and allopurinol 300 milligram daily. And he takes several multivitamins and vitamin supplements also. Physical examination, weight is 277 pounds. That's about an 11-pound increase over the last 10 months. Pulse, 86. Blood pressure is 150 over 90. That's slightly higher than usual for him. Generally, we get 130 to 140 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 28, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 0.6. Hemoglobin 14.9 with normal white count, normal platelets. His last phosphorus was 3.6. That was April 10th of this year. Calcium 9.2, albumin 3.9, and we did a microalbumin to creatinine ratio on April 11th, and that was 894, a non-nephrotic range of proteinuria. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension, slightly higher than usual, but we will have him monitor blood pressure at home. The goal being 130 over 80 or less, and he usually does manage to run in that range. Two, gross proteinuria, but non-nephrotic range. And three, history of membranous nephritis. We will have him check labs every 6 months, including random urine creatinine to protein ratio with the next labs. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.